Howdy, neighbors. Good morning, everybody. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next. Howdy, neighbors. Ron Hayes here for Union Mutual Insurance of Oklahoma. Union Mutual has served the insurance needs of rural Oklahoma for over 80 years. And I'm excited to tell you about a premier product that we've introduced to serve your insurance needs even better. Our town and country policy is new and here to save you money and offer you true protection for your property. When it comes to protecting your property with a company that you can trust, give your local agent a call and tell them that you want Union Mutual Town and Country Policy. At Union Mutual, we care about your protection, not your politics.
P&K knows these are extraordinary times, but after 40 years, we know how resilient our community can be. The health and safety of our customers and employees are our top priority, but we also know that the grass will still grow, our animals will still need care, and your equipment still needs to run. P&K is meeting the needs of our customers online, from choosing a tractor and securing financing to ordering parts and scheduling service. Visit our website or call one of our stores. P&K Equipment and John Deere have been and will continue to be here for our customers. They promise that we'll not change.
While President Trump's still looking for ways to overturn the election, more and more it's looking like it will be a Joe Biden presidency come January of 2021. And with that in mind, might be seeing a little more of a centrist concept in the Biden transition team. The USDA transition team, being led by Robert Bonney, who's a USDA undersecretary for natural resources and environment during the Obama administration. We heard this last weekend from Rob LaRue of the National Farmers Union that he believes that Robert Bonney is going to approach things from a very pragmatic point of view. Hearing that same type of concept from a colleague, a former colleague of Robert Bonney, Philip Karsting, former administrator of USDA's Foreign Ag Service under President Obama, USDA Secretary Tom Vilsack. He spoke to the Ag Business Council of Kansas City during a recent webinar and talks about their transition team already in place that's looking at USDA.
Biden said a lot of times during the campaign that he was running as a Democrat, but he would govern for everyone. And at USDA, I think that has manifested itself in one of his first moves in appointing an incredibly level-headed, pragmatic, science and data-driven transition team. Robert Bonney will be leading that effort. Robert and I were colleagues in 2013 through 17. I was at FAS. He was head of the mission area with responsibility for the Natural Resource Conservation Service and the Forest Service, which is a load of employees. The thing that would characterize Robert is that he's a bridge builder.
But there are those within the Democratic Party that want nothing to do with bridge building. For example, they don't want a centrist or a moderate candidate to be Secretary of Agriculture. Heidi Heitkamp of North Dakota, one example of that. They say she's far too cozy with corporate agriculture. Clearly, big battles are ahead. And against that backdrop, we turn to a young farmer from Southwest Oklahoma who's currently the chairman of the Oklahoma Young Farmers and Ranchers Committee, Cody Goodnight of Chattanooga, who says that young farmers like himself are willing to step up and persevere to make it in production agriculture.
You know, being a farmer and rancher, we're very resilient. Above all else, we really love what we do. We don't do it to get rich. We don't do it to get famous. We do it because we love what we do. We love raising the crops. We love raising the cattle and the animals. It's just a passion and a lifestyle that we all love, and that's the reason we do it. I encourage all young farmers and ranchers to keep persevering and stay active in organizations like Farm Bureau and the Young Farmers Ranchers Committee, because they're the future of agriculture and the legislative needs that we need to have a voice in.
Young farmer Cody Goodnight, you've got farm news on Ron. Your next chance to buy cattle the Superior way comes up on Thursday, November 19th, broadcast live from Superior Livestock's offices and studios. It'll be seen on Dish Network Channel 997, SLA TV, and on SuperiorClickToBid.com starting 8 a.m. Central Time, 27,200 head, 5,200 yearling steers, 3,400 yearling heifers, and over 14,000 weaned calves. For details, you can go to SuperiorLivestock.com or call Superior 1-800-422-2117. And that's your farm news. I'm Ron Hayes.